You're listening to Clinical Conversations, a Journal Watch podcast. It's for the week ending February 12th, and it's podcast number 74. I'm Joe Elia. Earlier podcasts and links are available at podcasts.jwatch.org. As for this one, we'll talk this week with an investigator who's shown a serious interference by SSRIs with the metabolism of tamoxifen and breast cancer. There seem to be two SSRIs that are potential culprits here. Before that, let's talk about the week's medical news. First, low back pain guidelines haven't had much success in the field, according to an Archives of Internal Medicine study. For instance, although acetaminophen is recommended as a first-line analgesic, it's only prescribed in 18% of patients. NSAIDs and opioids got more play. Imaging is more popular than recommended, being used about a quarter of the time. And only about 1 in 5 patients get the recommended advice and education on low back pain. Next, although patients hospitalized for inflammatory bowel disease are often monitored for venous thromboembolism, what's not been clear until now is that there is a big risk, especially during flare-ups, among outpatients. A Lancet study finds a 15-fold increase in risk during flare-ups. Commentators in The Lancet recommend education and support stockings, and not drugs, for prophylaxis. Finally, those people trying to sell you automated phone calling systems to increase compliance with things like colorectal cancer screening guidelines ought to tell you that they don't work too well. An Archives of Internal Medicine article found that the rate of any colorectal screening in the year following an automated call was the same whether patients got the call or not. There's lots of enthusiasm for these things, but not much benefit to show for it. That's it for the news. Let's go on to the interview. By the way, during the interview, you'll hear talk of an important enzyme that's crucial to metabolizing tamoxifen in the liver. That enzyme is CYP2D6. However, it's pronounced CYP2D6. Just so you'll know. Earlier this week, BMJ released online a Canadian study showing that the SSRI paroxetine, when used during tamoxifen treatment for breast cancer, is associated with a higher breast cancer mortality rate. Using provincial health databases, the researchers measured how much overlap existed between the two drugs' treatment regimens. They found that, in general, the longer the overlap, the more profound the effect on breast cancer mortality. We've invited the paper's first author, Catherine Kelly, to talk about the implications of all this with us. Dr. Kelly is a Susan G. Coleman Breast Oncology Fellow at the MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. Welcome, Dr. Kelly. I wondered if I made that clear enough for our listeners, where you measured the overlap between in time when women were taking both an SSRI and tamoxifen, and you measured, for instance, how much overlap, whether it was less than 25%, or whether they were always taking an SSRI while they were on tamoxifen.
Okay, so just to summarize exactly what you said, we looked at women who started treatment with tamoxifen between 1993 and 2005. And first we just wanted to see how many of these women were actually taking an antidepressant while they were taking tamoxifen. And we found that 30% of them had an antidepressant at some stage during their tamoxifen therapy. The most commonly used group of antidepressants were the SSRIs. The most commonly prescribed SSRI was paroxetine. So what we did was we looked at the proportion of time that was characterized by SSRI use. So when women were taking tamoxifen, how much of that time were they on an SSRI? As your listeners will know, many women are treated with several different types of antidepressants. One might not work, and they're switched to another one. We excluded those women and just kept women who were just exposed to one particular SSRI during their tamoxifen therapy. And we found that women who were who were co-prescribed tamoxifen with paroxetine were at an increased risk of breast cancer mortality, and that risk increased according to the duration of time they were on paroxetine. So basically, the longer time they were on it during tamoxifen, the risk increased.
I've talked with clinicians who've never heard of this effect before, and could you explain how the SSRI interferes with tamoxifen's effect briefly?
Okay, so for some time now, we have preclinical data that shows that tamoxifen is a prodrug and it has to be activated in the liver. In order for it to be activated, cytochrome P450 enzymes are very important. In particular, a cytochrome P450 enzyme called CYP2D6. In order to convert tamoxifen to the active metabolite, endoxifen, CYP2D6 is required. Now, there are studies that have shown that women taking tamoxifen who take SSRIs, their levels of endoxifen decrease according to the inhibitory activity of the particular SSRI. There are also studies that have shown that women who just genetically their CYP2D6 doesn't work, or they carry variant CYP2D6 alleles, and that the endoxifen concentrations in these women are lower. There are several studies now that have linked patients who carry CYP2D6 variant alleles to poor breast cancer outcomes. However, some of these studies are conflicting.
The active metabolite of tamoxifen, then, endoxifen, it needs to be split off from tamoxifen, and what's happening then is that the SSRI is interfering with the metabolism of tamoxifen, and therefore it can never get to its active state in women taking the drug, or in women who don't have the who don't have the enzyme in the is it the P450 cytochrome
P450 or CYP2D6.
Okay.
In the context of tamoxifen therapy, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or SSRIs, inhibit CYP2D6 to varying degrees. Mm-hmm. So there are some antidepressants, SSRI antidepressants, that are weak inhibitors of CYP2D6, and there are others, such as paroxetine and fluoxetine, that are considered strong or potent inhibitors of CYP2D6.
Okay, so enough biochemistry for the time being. Let's talk about, in fact, what the effect was. You found a rather dramatic effect, especially among women whose drug regimens overlapped each other by about 75% or more. There was you calculated the number needed to treat in order for there to be an additional breast cancer death. Now, at about the midpoint, I guess you said that most women had about a 40% overlap.
Yes.
Go ahead.
That was the median proportion of overlap.
Right.
The median proportion of time somebody was on paroxetine, so while they were taking tamoxifen.
Right. So at that median point, you would have to treat roughly 20 women with tamoxifen and paroxetine for there to be an additional breast cancer death. In other words, for the worst outcome to happen. But when there was a 100% overlap, if women on tamoxifen were taking this paroxetine continually during their tamoxifen regimen, the number needed to treat in order to harm was down to about, what, 6 or 7, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right.
We
have a slightly large confidence interval as well that went from 4 to about 19 women. But yeah, it was. It just shows that the risk increases. Yeah, with the proportion of as the proportion of overlap increases, and the person's risk of breast cancer mortality also increases.
Now, fluoxetine, which is also an SSRI, acts in the same way as paroxetine. But yeah. You didn't see this effect. And can you explain why do you think that you didn't see the effect with fluoxetine when you saw it with paroxetine, if they have the same kind of mechanism of action?
Yes. We were surprised, actually, and I thought I would see some effect with fluoxetine. It's consistently in the literature, really, that it's considered a potent CYP2D6 inhibitor, just like paroxetine. Paroxetine is slightly different in that it's considered an irreversible inhibitor of CYP2D6. Paroxetine's a reversible inhibitor, fluoxetine is a reversible inhibitor.
Uh-huh.
But I think it may be that we just didn't have enough women on fluoxetine, so that analysis might be underpowered,
mm-hmm.
And that may be why. Otherwise, yeah, I'm not quite sure why we didn't see an effect with that particular drug. But going on the preclinical data, I would probably group that in the same category as paroxetine and would caution its use while somebody is taking
tamoxifen. Uh-huh. So the British Medical the BMJ's editorialist is calling for more studies. And I wonder, are you conducting more studies on this question?
Not on this particular, in this particular area. However, there were two studies were presented at ASCO this year. One showed kind of similar findings to us, and they tended to group the SSRIs together. So, for example, paroxetine and fluoxetine were grouped together. Some of the weaker CYP2D6 inhibitors were grouped together. And they have yet to report the results, but that will be very interesting when they report the results. There was another study from the Netherlands which reported no effect. So it will be nice to get some more information on those particular studies.
You're doing a fellowship in breast oncology now. Have the prescribing habits changed because of your, or will they change because of your research?
Certainly, I think our research. I think medical oncologists have been aware of this probably for some time now. We didn't have hard results or data yet, but most of our organizations and most of our meetings, we were aware that this could potentially be a problem.
And as I said, I was talking with clinicians who you would expect might know about this and hadn't heard about it. So
yeah.
Somebody, a primary care clinician, seeing a patient next week for one reason or another, related or not to her breast cancer, might be evaluating them for depression. Your advice to them is to avoid these two SSRIs. Is that right?
Yeah, so the advice would be, it's very simple. There are SSRIs or other treatment options available, and they don't have to prescribe an SSRI that is a potent CYP2D6 inhibitor. So other options would include, for example, venlafaxine or citalopram. And yes, I would say avoid, at this time, paroxetine and fluoxetine.
Okay. Well, Dr. Kelly, thank you so much for spending the time with us today and explaining this so clearly. You can reach Clinical Conversations at 1-617-440-4374. All earlier podcasts are available at podcasts.jwatch.org, where all links for news stories can also be found. Clinical Conversations executive producer is Isidore Yano. I'm Joe Elia. Join us next time, and thank you for listening.